I experienced something for a split second in the woods. I thought about how strange it is to be in a whole new group in this place, and I felt like my old self was sitting in his room and seeing pictures of this venture on social media and feeling incredibly left out because of how lonely I was and how I had no friends, and all I had was pictures and updates from people I used to know that I could only see through pixely screens. I almost cried because I realized I'm finally jealous of myself. I used to get so jealous of people who had friends. I used to get jealous of your friends and of Nick because he got to be yours and because they got to go on adventures with you and do cool things. And I realized in that split second that I became exactly what I was always jealous of. I became exactly what I've wanted to be for so long. Someone with friends. Friends who do cool things and go to cool places and have cool stories to tell from them. Someone with a lover that is sweeter than the Halloween candy we missed out on by not going trick-or-treating. More beautiful than the sky at sunset or dust particles and shafts of light. Treats me better than anyone else ever has. And maybe self-confidence could be a plus, but I know I am totally content where I am in life right now. I felt so blessed. I've honestly only ever started saying that because of moments I've had with you. Finally, for once in my life, I was experiencing something that I hadn't just imagined from pictures. I used to see pictures of people having fun and going on adventures, and I would imagine I was there as one of the characters, and imagine the moments leading up to the picture being taken, and the moments afterwards. And I would place myself in the situation and try to experience the beauty of the simple and holy moments of life in which people simply live in communion with one another, experiencing the joys of human interaction, and a whole range of other things that play into the semi-pointless activities of people. It's beautiful, it's always beautiful. But it was never mine, it was never something I could have dreamed would ever be real. This is not me in the picture, it's some dude with big nose and bony jawline, or a girl with long hair. It's not me. Maybe I just imagine the photographer telling the subject to pose or ready themselves for the picture when in reality it wasn't posed. I don't know. I just know that actually being in that moment is incredibly and incomprehensibly beautiful. The pictures I used to spend hours poring over to find all the details to construct a vivid story of how it must have felt to be there in that moment no longer felt like a mystery to me. I felt it. For real this time. I never knew it felt this incredible to be part of someone else's personal history, their life, or just a picture. This is a 2D image, but it's also a moment, and for once, it's a moment I was a part of. I can't believe I got so lucky.